This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's going to be some new data coming out later this week from the Department of Education, the default rate on federal student loans, school by school, over a three-year period. If defaults are high enough, there will likely be consequences for the school in question, the mere threat of which has in the past given schools an incentive to make it appear that defaults are not really a problem there. Marketplace's David Gura explains.
A college doesn't want its default rate to hit 40% a year, or Nick Hillman says, 30% over 3 years. Hillman is a professor in the School of Education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
They eventually could lose access to not just their student loans, but also Pell Grants and other types of federal aid, which can rack up to millions of dollars depending on the institution.
If a school is worried about its default rate, Hillman says, that institution will try hard to lower it.
There's a lot of gaming that can happen and just really weak incentives and penalties involved with current policy.
Schools can push students to ask for forbearance or defer payments. After the government released the last data set on default rates, it penalized 8 schools out of close to 6,000.
Not that many institutions failed to meet this test.
Thomas Wiko with the American Institutes for Research says a school that's worried about its default rate can also hire consultants for tracking borrowers who are at risk of default.
Doing sort of briefings and trainings with students.
Wiko says a college that can't lower its default rate definitely has problems navigating the federal financial aid system.
It's like knowing where the speed camera is and still getting it wrong.
According to Jacob Gross, a professor of education at the University of Louisville, this highlights a bigger issue.
I think a real important part of this debate is whose fault is default?
Is it the students or the institutions? And the federal government doesn't always consider a would-be borrower's credit risk the way private lenders can. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.